the NFL was so bad at scouting wide receivers. Yeah, you got you and Wes in this game who were undrafted. There have been, you know, golden boys who came in and left in a heartbeat. What is it about their position where you can come from nowhere?
I don't know. I think it's just, you know, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of receivers around, you know, just around the country that have talent and that just don't get the opportunity and don't get the chance to really show their skill level on the national stage. So a lot of guys go to, you know, the UMasses and the Delawares and the James Madisons and school like that and really make a difference. And it just, you know, and they kind of fly under the radar and then they put up some good numbers and they get a chance to do, get a chance in the NFL and get a free agent deal and things of that nature. And they just make the best of their opportunity. So I think it's just sometimes you just kind of, you know, they get overlooked naturally.
How close is the line between someone like yourself who has made it and someone in the wrong position just not making it?
It's a very, very fine line. It takes a little bit of luck. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of determination and a lot of hard work because, you know, to get to this position, to get to where I was, it took being at the right place at the right time, choosing the right team, you know, just being at the right moments and making all the necessary plays when you had to, when your numbers called upon, you made all the right moves and made all the right decisions. So it takes a whole lot.
Can you go back to this? If Vegas put odds against players, were you a million to one?
most definitely 10 million to one, man. I think nobody expected this kind of performance for myself, including myself. I mean, I just wanted to come in and do whatever possible to just, you know, make the team and do some positive things out there, but never anything like this.
How does it help you to have complimentary receivers and to have a core around you so that it allows you to do what you do best and they do what you do?
It's huge. They take we all take the pressure off of each other. When one's doing well, the other can do what they do, kind of fly under the radar and vice versa. So anytime, you know, those guys are doing well and they're playing hard and, you know, we're all playing on the same level, man, we're hard to beat.
In the days of the draft, were you waiting, thinking something might happen, or did you know that nothing was going to happen? What were your thoughts at the time?
Subconsciously, I knew that nothing was going to happen. You know, I understood my position in the draft. I understood, you know, the type of player I was and where I came from. So I understood all of that. But obviously, you know, towards the end of the draft, you always kind of think that there's a long shot. You might jump in there. But for the most part, I understood it, man, and I understood that I was going to have to really make a team and be a free agent and really work my way up the ranks.
And the guys that sit there and say, well, his name goes, I'm better than him. His name goes, I'm better than him. I know that. Did you have that kind of experience?
Nah, not really. I wasn't really a guy to say, oh, I'm better than him or this and that. I was just waiting for my opportunity and really anxious to see where it would come, what team. I was anxious to see if I would end up somewhere like Denver or somewhere far or close. So it all worked out well, man, and it worked out in my favor.
Victor, the places you've gone have kind of given you an up-close view on both sides of the New York-Boston sports rivalry. What have you seen of it? What are your thoughts of the intensity?
It's very intense, man. New England, New York, Boston, Yankees, you know, Celtics and New York, and it's just it's just an intense rivalry all the way around in every level. And you know, it's amazing to see the passion that on both sides that they have. You know, both sides are equally as passionate and you know, they love their teams. And it's just an amazing experience to be kind of on both sides of that, you know, living in New England, going to school up there for 4 years and you know, being from Jersey and seeing both sides of it. It's just been an interesting thing to see. Mi papá cuando él me dijo que él quería a mí a jugar fútbol, yo estaba nervioso en el primero, pero cuando yo estaba ahí jugando fue lo mejor.
Can you also tell us how's it feel to represent Latinos in a sport that there's not many Latinos?
Es muy importante para yo a enseñar los Latinos a jugar este deporte y para nosotros y para mi familia es muy importante para mí para jugar este deporte.
¿Tú sabías desde un principio, Víctor, que ibas a tener esa responsabilidad de representar no solamente a los latinos, sino que también a los afroamericanos, Nueva York, una tasa de nacionalidades? ¿Sientes la presión o sientes el gusto de estar representando a dos razas tan fuertes en los Estados Unidos?
Un poquito. Yo sé que para representar a los latinos es muy difícil a veces porque este deporte no es fácil. Y yo sé que cada vez que yo estoy en ese en el field, que yo estoy representando a todos los latinos, y es algo que yo estoy muy orgulloso para hacer en el Super Bowl.
Víctor, la cosa no es tanto llegar, sino saberse mantener por mucho tiempo. ¿Cómo estás manejando esta situación para poderse mantener como recibidor y como líder de este equipo por mucho más tiempo?
Es importante para mí para quedar enfocado en este momento y quedarme enfocado en el task que es ganar el Super Bowl. Yo sé que cuando yo estoy aquí es como business y tenemos que mantenerme a hacer eso.
Hablando de business, ¿estás contento con lo que estás ganando en estos momentos o ya estás pensando en ese nuevo contrato?
Ahora estoy enfocado en el momento ahora y para ganar este juego es primero en mi vida y vamos a ver qué pasa después de eso.
Es un sueño hecho realidad el poder, tú sabes, soñar en ganar y ser el jugador posiblemente más valioso en el Super Bowl.
Sí, es un sueño mío para tú sabes, tener ese trophy, el Lombardi Trophy, y ganar el MVP. Es algo que cuando yo estaba chiquito yo sueño de eso y es algo que puede ser posible en este juego y yo sé eso pero más que nada yo quiero ganar este juego, ganar el Super Bowl y porque es difícil para llegar aquí y para ganar ese juego es importante para mí.
Sabemos de la pérdida de su papá, pero sabemos también del nacimiento de tu recién bebé. ¿A quién le dedicarías, si llegas a ser campeón del Super Bowl, ¿en quién sería el primero que pensarías?